107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. The high-low contest, your chance to win 107 scratch-offs from the Nebraska Lottery, resumes tomorrow. A brand new five-digit number, a brand new stack of 107 lottery tickets from the Nebraska Lottery. And 107.7 The Island, Lori Lou keeping me company. You got a whole bunch of snacks there.
I know. So last Thursday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, the Prairie Island Poppers were there. It was the first time I hadn't even heard of them.
Prairie Island Poppers?
Prairie Island Poppers. So they have...
Can I try this?
Absolutely. So I brought birthday cake, kettle corn, and which one is that one? Sea salt?
Sea salt caramel Prairie Island Poppers from Clark's, Nebraska.
Yeah. So kettle corn, it's so good. They have so many flavors, a caramel cheddar mix, caramel apple, frosted cinnamon roll, chocolate chip cookie dough. Yeah.
Damn,
cookies
that's
and
good.
Cream, maple bacon. They didn't have, they need to have some samples because I would have sampled every one.
I'm disgusting when I eat popcorn.
Yeah, I know. Well, I told them that I was going to bring it because you and I are popcorn people. We always go to the pump and get some popcorn, but they have cotton candy. Different flavors too. Blue raspberry, grape.
Where can you buy this?
Green
at Wine, Beer, Spirits?
Well, they were only there. They're a food truck. They're a food truck. So they're around. And they have pork rinds too.
Really?
Yeah. Raspberry, chipotle, sweet Maui onion, Cajun cheddar.
Where is Clark's, Nebraska?
It's not very far. It's just past Central City.
Okay.
So it's not very far, but they do have a Facebook page. So go on their Facebook page, like their page, whatever, and share their stuff. But this stuff, we're popcorn people, so.
Clark's is in Merrick County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good popcorn.
Yeah. So.
Good job. What are they called?
Prairie Island Poppers.
Good job, Poppers.
Yeah. Really good. Very good. So. Yes. What did you ask me? Did I gig last night? I did.
I didn't think I asked you that.
Yeah, you were going to. I know we're too busy eating popcorn.
It's time to take a break.
You're good, isn't it?
Time to take a break and then go to commercial and play
already?
Some music.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you gig last night?
I did. I was in Ravana. It was good.
How did it go?
Good. Really well. Really well. I love going to Ravana.
Are you anywhere tonight?
No. This month is the first month, so this is my... fourth year of doing trivia. Fourth year.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah. So
now, when I first met you at that place you used to work, how early on in your trivia was that? Was that brand new at that point?
Yeah.
Because
I started in 2020.
Because you were like an old pro then doing that.
I don't know if I would even call myself an old pro now.
I would.
Yeah, I try.
Especially the old part.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going really well because there's nobody around like Grand Island area.
You have a monopoly on the cheapest entertainment ever.
That's right.
It's fantastic. It's fun. You should check out GI Trivia some night where you could find her is on Facebook. Check out our schedule, GI Space Trivia on Facebook. And, man, a good time will be had by all.
Oh, for sure. I did my first music bingo. I'm starting the music bingo at least once a month at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. And so this last for May was Saturday. It was a good turnout. It was a really good turnout. It was fun.
Are you anywhere tonight?
Nope.
You're at Wine, Beer, and
Again,
Spirits.
No, since you just asked me that.
Did I just ask you that?
You did. That's fine.
Oh, let me ask you. Are you anywhere tonight?
I'm not.
No. You're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yep.
And will you stick around and give us a bonus question?
I would love to.
Fantastic. More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next. 107.7 The Island. Hand me the popcorn.
I know.
I'm a very intelligent person.
Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Today is National Cheese Day, Lori Lou.
Oh.
National Cheese Day.
Well, that means I'm going to have to bust out that block of smoked bacon cheese I have in my fridge.
Smoked cheese. The first time I never even heard of smoked cheese. Groney's Outdoor Power came in once.
Okay.
And he said, I smoked some cheese. Try it. And I, of course, I'm disgusting when I ate cheese.
Yeah.
It was just unreal.
But yeah.
Yeah. Today is National Cheese Day. What is the number one cheese?
So I'm sure it's like cheddar or whatever.
Cheddar is number two.
Pepper Jack to me.
Pepper Jack is not even on the list. Today, National Cheese Day, according to Yahoo Finance, they did a study. Cheddar number two. Cream cheese is number three.
Oh, I didn't know that that would even count.
I wouldn't think that would either. Swiss, number four. Blue cheese, number seven. Blue cheese is compelling to me. I go into a little bit of a trance. You ever have a blue burger?
No, I don't think I have, but I have had a salad with blue cheese crumbles. And like, I'm not normally a blue cheese because, it's weird.
It's fantastic.
But those crumbles, I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Can you guess the number one cheese or not?
Well, I'm guessing it's American. Really?
Mozzarella.
Oh, the fresh mozzarella.
Look
it's
at
not
this.
Fresh if it doesn't have the milk.
Look at this mozz, bro. Come on. Managge.
It's great on my sandwich.
Mozzarella number one, cheddar number two. Cream cheese number three, Swiss number four, National Cheese Day. Never met a cheese I didn't like.
Okay, I'm going to, since this is a part of the interview that will be recorded, I'm going to use this question too. So I'll share it on my page tomorrow night, since your Google race question was kind of a snoozer. Anyway, look at you looking at me. Sorry.
Well, you were speaking and I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, because you don't ever listen to me.
What were you saying? You're going to use the cheese question?
First, what is the most popular cheese?
It'll be mozzarella.
The fresh mozzarella.
Come on, bro.
Let me tell you, and I'm love to support local, but if you say, Lori, what is one thing you cannot have in your life again, and I would be devastated, it would be the smoked pepper jack cheese from Nielsen's Processing.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get some.
On 4th Street.
Yeah. I'm going to get some, and we're going to smash it here one morning. I swear to you.
We're
going to
tear it up.
It is the best thing ever.
That sounds fantastic. Yay. Anytime you want to bring cheese.
Okay.
My door is open.
I'm not going to lie. I am going to get some. It is so good. It's a little spendy, but it is so worth it.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect me if you bring it. So
good point.
So go spendy.
Yes.
And go
you,
bringy.
You know, you
and we
always
eat-y.
Make breakfast and I have snacks and a nice cup of tea every morning. So yeah, I'm going to try to do that before next week.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I know.
Now you mentioned that you were nowhere tonight, but GI Trivia is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yes. I'm trying
That's in Grand Island.
Decide, yes, which question. I think I'm just going to ask you an old standby.
Mozzarella.
It's the fresh mozzarella. I can't say it any other way now, thanks to you. I'm not going to ask you this song lyrics. I have song lyrics, and I know you like song lyrics, but I'm going to ask you this song lyrics. Okay, you ready?
I'm listening.
Here's your question.
I am listening.
Should old acquaintance be forgot is the first line of Auld Lang Syne, traditionally sang at New Year's. What is the second line?
If old acquaintance be forgot. I have no
idea. I know. We should know, shouldn't we? Like, it's immediately the second line. And never brought to mind.
Mm.
And never brought to
I never mind. Thought that should be played at New Year's Eve at the strike of midnight.
No.
It's a little depressing and melancholy. I feel like it should be, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like but, Too Young to Fall in Love by Motley Crue.
I'd...
You know, it's just something
that's the song.
It's a brand new year. You just got to rock it
no,
in.
No, if you're going to go Motley Crue, you got to go with their best song ever, Livewire.
Livewire is fantastic.
That would be a great song for New Year's, right?
That first album is unreal.
Yeah.
As far as raw.
Yeah.
Raw rock and roll.
Yeah. Livewire's my jam. Anyway, I know that was kind of a boring question, but I'm like, well, we all know the Auld Lang Syne, so I'm like, I wonder if you knew the second line. So
I think a better trivia question would be, what does that mean? Auld Lang Syne. Shouldn't we know?
You know, that is a good question.
Auld Lang Syne. It's I don't know either. I'm Googling it right now, but that would be see, I like the interesting Google questions that actually teach you something.
Yeah, true.
We should know what that means.
True. And I feel like at my events, you can't help but walk away and learn something, no matter how dumb it is. Right?
Absolutely.
Look at you, trying to look this up.
I am. It's an old Scottish song based on a 1799. Translated into standard English, Auld Lang Syne can be seen as old long since, or less literally, long, long ago.
Oh, well, times, there you go.
Times long past.
That's why they sing it at New Year's.
According to Wikipedia, as it appears in the first, this would be a great segment for like closer to New Year's.
Right, right.
Welcome to June. Auld Lang Syne, according to Wikipedia, as it appears in the first line of the chorus, might be loosely translated as "for the sake of old times."
Oh, there you go.
And then it mentions "Livewire" by Motley Crue.
Great song. Like I can't help but get into Livewire.
Did you ask a question? I got totally distracted by the New Year's Eve thing.
That was my question. Really?
The second line is what?
Look, I already forgot.
You already forgot too.
And never brought to mind.
And never brought to mind.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? And never brought to mind. Oh, so that means forget about it. Come on, bro.
Interesting.
Anyway, I know that was kind of a boring question, but it's, you know.
I'm all about the boring questions. Tune in tomorrow at 7:20. I'll have another boring question for you.
Right. And like I said to you earlier, you should have talked about the June 3rd tornadoes. You should have had that been your
It's not that I didn't think of it, but it's for those
you weren't
that,
here.
For those that lived through it, I don't know how much you really want to remember. That was a night
Everybody
of hell.
Everybody does. It was a night of hell. But it was, yeah. I mean,
so not
it was
that I was
45 years ago.
I know, but still, I think it touched so many people. I don't think you could talk to somebody who's not touched by it or know somebody that lived through it or died through it.
Right.
You know?
And, right. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah, 45 years.
It was crazy.
And now we sled down Tornado Hill in the winter. I hope the kids know when they're sledding down it what it is.
Well, they've got the thing up there that tells
the little placard.
Yeah, placard.
Yeah. Right. I feel like we're all over the place.
Yeah, we really are. The popcorn, the New Year's, Molly Crew. I mean, we're everywhere.
All right. Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night, GI Trivia for her scheduled GI Space Trivia on Facebook. Lori, thanks for hanging. Thanks for the popcorn. What's the name of that company again?
Prairie Island Poppers.
From Clarks, Nebraska. Watch for them.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, when they come back again, I'm definitely giving them a shout out. And I'm getting that maple bacon stuff.
Lori, thanks again.
Thank you. Begin the day with a friendly voice.
Hello!
Waking up with Fran's Man One Man Party in the morning on the island.